If this broadcast reaches any other survivors, you are not alone. I am forming a network of survivors. I am on the west coast of the United States, and I have an unwanted house guest. Please send help. For 30 minutes after sundown each day, I will listen on this frequency for your response. I have plenty of supplies, but you have to help me get rid of this guy before we can leave. I repeat, you are not alone. If this broadcast reaches any
What you doing over there, Zoe?
I'm just doing a test run. Mic check, one, two.
No, you're not. You're doing the podcast without me.
I'm not doing a silly podcast. I'm radioing out for other survivors.
You said we could do the podcast today.
Wow, you are just incredibly needy. Did I even say today? I don't think so.
You've been saying it every day for weeks.
Based on that information, I feel like you should have concluded that I'm not going to do it today either.
Nope. That's it. We have to do it. I got a sponsor and everything.
That's not even half the work. You still have to-
Pick the emails? Got them right here. And they're all on topic. Let's do this dang.
But what about the- Fine. I give up. Let's do the podcast.
Yay! Oh my gosh, I'm so excited! I mean, okay if you insist, Zoe.
Right. Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of From A to Z with, I guess we're calling him Art, and Zoe. Welcome, listeners, and welcome, Art.
Thanks for having me, Zoe.
Please leave immediately. Now that we're back to our normal programming, I'd like to put out the disclaimer. Art and I are not experts on any topic.
Not true, darling. I'm actually an expert on today's topic, which is dating.
You most certainly are not an expert in dating. Do I have to remind you how long we've been married?
Babe, don't take offense. I'm talking like before you and after you.
After me?
Like after when we're not married. It's just a topic. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
Wow, a real ladies' man indeed. You definitely win the dating game.
Like that old game show. Yeah. I would. Give me a question.
All right, fine. If you were a meal, what would you be and why would I want you?
I'm a banana, and you want me because I look really good.
Wow, creepy. Thanks. Shall I read the first listener mail for us?
All right, here you go, honey. This one's for you.
Thanks, hun. Hello, Zoe. After 10 years, my ex and I have decided to split. It's been about a month since we separated. I don't feel ready to date other people, but my ex has already started. I know this is something you've never had to think about before, but what is the right amount of time to wait before I start seeing other people? I don't want anyone to think I'm moving on too quickly or not quickly enough. Thanks for your help, Jane. Jane, I appreciate you writing in, and that does give me a lot to think about. As you mentioned, I've never worried about this myself since I'm still with my partner, who is currently right next to me and is definitely the same person I married. However, I've heard a lot of different points of advice on this that I feel I can pass on. Some people say it'll take a full year for every 5 years you were together before you can get over your ex. Well, I don't think you need to get over your ex completely. They made an impression on your life, and that's the place they'll hold. But you can move on and move forward. There is no math or magic number that can tell you what to do. You just need to listen to yourself, and you'll know when you're ready, if ever. It's okay to be single as well. While there may be some people out there judging you, the majority probably won't even take notice. We all have our own lives going on. In the event that they do try to tell you what to do, it's a really good time to remind them that, much like your separation from your ex, your dating life is none of their business.
Pfft, I guess that's one way to do it.
Oh, and I suppose you know a better way?
As a matter of fact, I do. The best way to heal is just to pretend like you weren't even wounded. Ever seen an action movie? Those guys get shot, stabbed, and beat up, and the next scene, they're out there kicking butt. By the end of the movie, they're totally fine. Why? Because they completely ignore their injuries. And no one is cooler than dudes in action movies.
So you're suggesting that Jane beats some people up?
I'm saying that Jane should get out there and hop back in the saddle today. Right now. It's an apocalypse out there, so whoever's even left is going to be desperate. Just go get some. You'll feel better. And if that doesn't work, move on to the next person. Just keep doing that until you're back to your old self. Trust me on this one.
There you have it, Jane. Do what he says and ignore your feelings, or do what I say and feel your feelings. Tough choice. I think it's time for that sponsor now. Do you want to read that art while I go look for some ibuprofen?
You have a headache or something?
I'm just preparing. Go ahead with the ad in 3, 2, 1.
Sup? The name's Art. Today's episode of From A to Z with Art and Me, or whoever, is brought to you by the newest dating app, Us Against the Horde. If you're looking for a soulmate, it's way too late for that. But if you just want someone to cuddle with while the world burns down, this app is for you. Check out this super cool profile from the number one most popular user on the app, Brian. Brian's profile says he is really into both rock music and rock climbing and wears his sunglasses whenever he freaking feels like it. He's got a PhD in pleasing the babes, and if women had a slogan, it should be, gotta catch 'em all. Brian was voted the number one sexiest user on the app, so don't be surprised if it takes time for him to respond. There's a long line, ladies. Wait your turn. For all you know, Brian's the last man on earth. Check him out and some others out on Us Against the Horde. Available where all survival essentials are found. That one grocery store just outside of the HOA. Join for free and find your next zombie today.
Welcome back, listeners, and thanks for finding that sponsor, Art. Though, don't you think calling the app Zombay would have been catchier and easier?
Well, maybe they wanted something more clever and longer, so that more people would have to remember more words. And then the more words you remember in relation to the app, the more memory you commit to it, and the better the advertisement would be. But whatever, though. It's not like I spent 6 hours coming up with a name.
Or at all, since the sponsor came up with it, right?
Right, yeah. Let's get back to the show. Our next letter is to the both of us, so I'll read it. Art and Zoe, I've been dating my girlfriend for 3 years now. I really feel like she is the one and I want to pop the question, but how do I know if it's right? 3 years feels like a long time now, but in the grand scheme of things, how can I tell this is someone I want to spend the rest of my life with? How did you know the right time was right for you? Signed, Jennifer. Good question, Zoe. Do you want to field this one?
Oh no, I insist. Please, go on. I love hearing this story from you.
I kind of was counting on you wanting to talk a lot since you're a woman and all. But okay, let me give this a try. So the thing about me and Zoe is, you know, we just always knew we were perfect for each other. We met through friends.
We met doing theater in college.
I knew Zoe was the one from the day I met her. Something that happened when I looked in her eyes. I could just feel this love. We hit it off immediately.
Well, I'm not sure I would agree with that. We were both seeing other people, and your girlfriend at the time tried to get me kicked out of the production for being too loud.
Right. We met through friends in theater in college. Anyway, it doesn't matter how we met or what we did. It was so long ago. The point is, I woke up one day and said to myself, "This is the woman I'm going to marry." And I got a ring and proposed to her as soon as I possibly could. So here we are, and the rest is history.
Actually, sounds like the rest is fiction, because I'm the one who proposed to Art, to you, and I didn't have a ring. And to answer Jennifer's question, I didn't know that Art was someone I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. I didn't know if our relationship would last forever and that we would always be together. But I did know that I loved him, that I love him. That I wanted to be close to him no matter what and for as long as possible. I believe in love and I believe in marriage. Being close with someone and prepared to share every part of your life with them, becoming a family together, nothing means more than that. And you don't have to get married to achieve it. If it feels right for you to do it, then you should. If it turns into forever, then that is an incredible thing. But if it turns into for now, well, that can be beautiful too. Part of believing in marriage for me is believing in divorce. I'd rather end a marriage before we wind up hating each other. It's not that I plan for divorce, but what I do is wake up every day deciding to be married. I'd hate the thought that someone would stay with me in a marriage thinking that it's mandatory, that they have to be with me because we got married. My advice to you, Jennifer, is that nothing is forever. If you want to get married, then you should. But don't ever forget that being together that way is always a choice, and it means more to have someone in your life that you want there rather than that you need there.
So, you did want to answer the question?
I didn't, but I felt that I had to, given your very poor response.
Typical woman. Says she doesn't want any fries, eats all my fries instead. That's why I never got married to anyone before you, Zoe. My Zoe, love of my life, you. Okay, next letter. This one's gonna be so easy, I can't believe you're always picking these hard advice emails when they're just super easy ones here to grab. Dear Art, I have a new man in my life that I want to impress, but I don't want to seem like I'm working too hard at it. What do you think would be a perfect and simple first date? I should also mention that I'm on a bit of a budget. From an anxiety-riddled idiot.
That's very rude of you to say, Art.
That's how they sign the email.
It is not. It says right there it's from Annie.
Same difference.
Okay, well, as much as I think I'm gonna regret this, the letter was addressed to you, so please, go ahead.
Don't mind if I do. I'll do my best here. Here's the thing. I don't date dudes, but I bet they want a lot of the same things as chicks do on their first date. So I'll tell you what I do for the perfect first date.
Oh boy, here we go.
First, I'd go for coffee. Dinner is too expensive, and it has a predetermined pace. You could drink coffee quickly or slowly if you're having a good time. I'll assume we're each paying for our own, but if they offer to pay, I might accept and let them know the next one is on me. This sets the standard. No one is expecting anything here other than to get together and have a coffee. If it goes well, we might go for a nice walk nearby. I know a few places where we can be by the water to watch the sunset. It's always a beautiful and relaxing experience. This is all a great setting to get to know someone. I personally don't have this problem, but I know a lot of ladies I've been with prefer a public setting so that they feel safe meeting a new person. And to make sure they feel extra comfortable, I won't try to hold their hand or anything like that, unless they initiate it, and I'm comfortable too.
That was a refreshing take. I'm surprised how thoughtful.
Then comes the best part.
Oh, God.
Offer to walk her back to the car. Ask her if she had a nice time. When she says it's one of the best first dates she's ever been on, because come on, she's gonna do that. You respond with, date? No, not a date. You're not my type. But maybe we can hang out as friends again. And bam! You have her on the hook with the Pat and Brian technique for a good time. She'll be calling you nonstop, wanting to know when to get together again. When she starts asking you what someone who's your type is like, that's when you have her. Second date and bang, you're done, and I mean that literally.
Gross. And that's about all the time I can tolerate with Art for today. Thanks for joining us for another episode of From A to Z with Zoe, that's me. As a reminder, I'm trapped in a horror movie with someone impersonating my husband, and I just have to keep smiling and talking in a whimsical voice, and if I make the pitch high enough, he ignores me like all other men do. But if you want to help, you can email me at fromarttozoe@gmail.com. That's fromarttozoe@gmail.com. Be sure to vote in this week's poll. Is it better to live alone or with someone you hate? This is a message for other survivors. I will listen for a response on this frequency for 30 minutes after sundown each day. I'm looking for other people to join the Survivors Network. And together, we can escape this horrible country. Reach out and let me know you're there.
You are not alone. Over.